From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California Public Interest Research Group, or CalPIRG, says potentially dangerous toys can still be found on store shelves this holiday season. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the group is warning parents to be vigilant about the safety of some products.
CalPIRG has released its annual report on toys that pose a potential toxic, choking, or noise hazard. The report found lead in one toy above the legal limit, but CalPIRG's Austin Price says they also found several toys that are too loud for children.
So this is a toy steering wheel that makes noises. It's for young children. It came in at 92 decibels versus, you know, what's considered safe for toys like that, which is 85 decibels.
Price says continuous play of some of the toys can cause hearing loss. CalPIRG also found small parts in toys that are a choking hazard and powerful magnets that could also pose a danger if swallowed. But Price says overall, toys are becoming safer. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
We're about to enter the busiest travel time of the year with Thanksgiving week, and the latest AAA survey finds the number of Californians planning a trip over the holiday hasn't budged much from previous Thanksgivings. AAA's Cynthia Harris.
What we're seeing is the same as the last two or three years, a very slight increase in travel.
In fact, the Auto Club is projecting an increase of less than 1%.
This has been a struggle that we have seen since 2008, but it is continuing to climb up since 2008 for the fourth consecutive year. And this is good news for the travel industry.
If you plan to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday, Harris says you'll be joining about 5.5 million other Californians. Most will be driving and staying with family or friends. But if you plan to stay at a hotel, Harris says you can expect to pay an average of $143 a night. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.